Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about 2 Corinthians 4. Therefore, since God in His mercy has given us this ministry, we do not lose heart. Instead, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not practice deceit, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by open proclamation of the truth, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers, so they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not proclaim ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made His light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this surpassingly great power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on all sides, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always consigned to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our mortal body. So then death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. And in keeping with what is written, "I believed, therefore I have spoken." We who have the same spirit of faith also believe and therefore speak, knowing that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in His presence. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is extending to more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, yet our inner self is being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory that is far beyond comparison. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. This is God's Word. Back in 2 Corinthians 3, which we read last time, Paul defended his ministry to the Corinthians in verses 1 through 6, and then argued that the Corinthians themselves were proof that God was working in Paul and his partners as they ministered. In both 1 and 2 Corinthians, Paul addressed the undercurrent of disrespect that the Corinthian believers seemed to have toward him. If God used you to establish a church, and then some of the people there started disrespecting you, it would be natural and very human to become discouraged about the ministry that you did in that church. Add to that the kind of persecutions and pressures that Paul and his team faced. Those are described in verses 8 through 12 here in 2 Corinthians 2. But if you take the disrespect plus the pressures that they faced, it's easy to see how Paul might have been tempted to quit serving the Lord altogether. Paul did not downplay the problems he faced for the gospel, but he opened the chapter by saying that despite these problems, we do not lose heart. That's what verse 1 in the NIV says. Instead of losing heart, the ability he and his team had to keep serving the Lord despite the very human weaknesses that they had, that reminded them that it was God who was working through them, not their own power or ability. We saw that in verses 7 through 12 and verses 16 through 17. Today's chapter also touched on the method they used to reach people for Christ. Their method was to set forth plainly, in the words of verse 2 from the NIV, what the gospel was. So there was no need to use deception or pressure or any other tactics to get people to trust in Christ. Verse 2a describes that. And they didn't need to use these other tactics because the problem unbelievers had in believing the gospel was a spiritual problem, a blindness from Satan that veiled the glory of Christ in the gospel. We read about that in verses 3 through 5. The right approach, then, was to preach Jesus Christ as Lord, as we saw in verse 5a, and then depend on God and his power to save people, as we read in verse 6. What were their qualifications for ministry, then? Paul and his associates, what qualified them to serve the Lord? It was simply that they believed in Jesus. Verses 13 and 14 say, "As it is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken." And they go on to say this, "Since we have the same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus to present us with you to himself." And again, that's verses 13 and 14 from the NIV. So, Paul and his friends gave the gospel and then called people to repent and trust Jesus. And they did that because that is the truth they believed when they became Christians. Now, too often we, in our age, are quiet about our faith because we think we don't have the best arguments or the right answers, or that we are not personally persuasive people. These are excuses. What matters is that we have believed the gospel ourselves, as verse 13 says, and that we are relying on God to work through us when we speak the gospel, as we read in verses 5 and 6. So is there someone in your relationships, someone at work, someone in your family, someone in your neighborhood, who has not heard you share Christ? Is one of these excuses the reason why you haven't shared Christ? Let the truth of this chapter encourage you and embolden you to speak up. Only Christ can remove that veil of unbelief from a person's spiritual eyes. It's God's job to save people. Our job is to faithfully and plainly share the message. So if you get a chance today, step up to the opportunity to speak the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you found this devotional helpful, go to my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe, and enter your email address there to receive a free daily email subscription to these devotionals. And while you're there, maybe go by dailypbj.com/support and become one of my financial supporters. Thank you to those of you who so faithfully support me month after month in this work. I appreciate your partnership in it. And if you'd like to join them, this is how you do it. Go to dailypbj.com/support. And please share this with someone else. And I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.